लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast. Let's talk about verticals. Today we are going to a strictly other continent, to Korea, and a Norwegian guy in Korea, where he's playing to pretend, he told me, some American role, so multicultural. And I'm very happy to have him. We talk about what 2025 meant to him, what he did, what a vertical space meant to him, and I'm very happy to have him. And I'm saying hello to Steinar Backe. Welcome to my podcast, Steinar.
Thank you so much, and I'm so thankful to have this opportunity to talk with you, Michela. Am I correct?
Yeah. It was good. It was not perfect. It was good.
I'll get there. Next time.
Next time. Yeah, you can try. It's not a problem.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for talking to me.
When did you start shooting verticals?
It was actually in 2024. So I started at the end of 2024, roughly. Or maybe the middle of 2024.
Because I started watching verticals at the end of 2023. So I think we both saw a bit of changing in the vertical stuff.
I'm just trying to think now, 2020, maybe I started at the end of 2022, somewhere around that time. I started quite early.
So yeah. You were one of the first top ins. Do you know what your first show was?
My first show is long now deleted. And I remember it was the first time they filmed in Korea, actually.
Okay.
The very first one, and it was like, people were casting about it. There was like no payment, basically. It was like just for free, but it was an acting opportunity. So I kind of jumped on that, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm very thankful for it. But like the crew, we had most of the people were volunteers. Like the rest were students. Like it was kind of just like they were kind of experimenting with to see if we could even film this in Korea, if we had enough English speaking talent, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's long gone on a platform that was never released again. I think it was at the very end of 2023.
What was the story like? The typical vertical story with CEO, billionaire, hidden identity stuff?
Typical vertical story. But this was like before I had ever seen any in even English. Like this was before Real Short, I think.
Okay.
And I think like Real Short brought the attention of a lot of these, like where the foreign actors or American actors, like that was before all of this. So it was very, or maybe it was there. I just was unaware of it. But that one brought me to my next one that was filmed like 4 or 5 months, which was the second one being filmed in Korea. And then we had a third one being filmed in Korea roughly the middle of 2024. And that one kind of like, then we suddenly got on the map and it brought us all these different places. And by that time, verticals had become bigger and there was some names and there were some shows. So
were the shooting also so paced, the first one you did?
Also, what do you mean?
So short-term. I mean, normally vertical shootings are now 7 days, 8 days.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same.
So it was from the
maybe
beginning.
Five days,
oh, holy.
To be honest, yeah.
Oh, holy. And what were your thoughts after shooting your first vertical? Did you think so? What the heck was that? Okay, kind of interesting, but
Not
weird.
really, to be
No?
honest. I think I became more like, what the heck is this? When I was like doing the third one with the same story. You know, like, because when you had never done anything before, and well, in this kind of sense, you've never seen these kind of stories, and working in Asia as well, like, we don't get to play the leads. We don't get to play these big roles because it's obviously it's for a Korean audience or it's for a Chinese audience or so suddenly we have the chance now to kind of be the ones telling the story. And I had never even like there was no Western short dramas out there. Like the only reference we had were the Chinese ones. And I had no clue what like they weren't even translated back then. So I didn't know that it was like a reusable story. We didn't know that this was like a, you know, and it was more like when I get to the third one and I'm okay, we're billionaires again. Okay, we have like,
I
then you
know
kind of
this
like,
one. Okay.
yeah. So the first one, I was very unaware of everything regarding vertical. So,
But I think that also the whole production team was unaware. I spoke to a lot of actors
everybody
and
was, yeah.
actresses, and also actors and actresses started very early, and they all said, "No one really didn't know what we are doing here, but we had a lot of fun and it was crazy. And in the end, we had a product and it was very good." So, learning by doing stuff.
We had a product that was definitely not very watchable. The microphones were just like it didn't pick up audio for like three episodes. So like it was just so many like mistakes that shouldn't be there because we just had students. Like we didn't have a professional production team. It was more of a test to see whether or not we could make them in Korea, you know, like a lot of the early actors doing these, they did them in China with teams that had kind of done or seen the Chinese verticals. So, you know, it's like Korea is like nobody knows, like we have no clue what we're doing. But they got better, luckily, and yeah.
Were there lately short verticals in Korea still?
Now they shoot quite a bit. Now they shoot quite a bit, yeah.
Also for the big platforms? Because
Yes.
I see mostly of the shootings from China or Vietnam, but.
No, like so Vietnam doesn't, as far as I know, Vietnam doesn't shoot, first of all, they don't shoot that many anymore in Vietnam.
For
But
Viglu.
Vietnam, for Viglo they do, but like there was some issues there. So right now they're shooting very little in Vietnam, if anything. But they used to shoot. I've done like two in Vietnam, and then it was for like Short Max, or it was for Viglo. But Viglo is like more of a recent app, I suppose. But like the first big one I did in Korea was shot for Real Short. The second big one in Korea was for Real Short. The one I shot a couple of months ago in Korea was for Drama Box. So it's like the relatively big
I didn't
platforms.
know that they are still shooting in Korea because,
Yeah.
to be honest, I never saw really BTS from a shooting in Korea. I only see BTS mostly from China and everywhere in China, different China locations. But so when you did your first one and you lately shot one, when you are, what has changed since your first shooting and since your last one? In the whole production and in the case shootings are working now for verticals.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I guess I can just kind of like cancel the first two I did because the first one being just a student production and the second one being a very I'm not going to talk about that one. It again, it's disappeared. So these were like for early platforms that just no longer valid. But the third one I did, that was the first one I did that made it quite success, and it was a Succession, Beauty and the Billionaire, which was kind of the one that brought me to a lot of places that I am now. And that one was shot in Korea. It was the third one, I think, being filmed in Korea. And that was like a professional team. Like we had the director and the team was somebody that was used to filming horizontals, and they were now doing this vertical. So if I'm comparing that one to the one I'm doing, like the recent one I'm doing now, not much has changed. But it's just, I suppose the teams we're working with now all know the process. Like, we know how to film, we know the stories that we want to tell. We know it may be silly, but we have to do it. And we kind of know all the angles and audio and lightning to kind of get through it. And when I did that one, the third one I did in Korea, we were all like, what is this? But they were a professional team doing it. So it's still kind of, you know. And in some ways, like when I look back at the acting from an actor's perspective, some of it actually felt, in a weird way, more real because we didn't know that we were supposed to exaggerate to the extent that we're kind of exaggerating a lot of the times.
Okay. Do you watch your verticals, or have you ever watched a vertical you did completely, or do you only watch some scenes out of it?
I tend to watch most of the ones I do if I'm the lead, but not all of them. I definitely look at them, and I'm very thankful for how quickly they're being released, so I can look at my scenes to be like, I'm happy with that, or I'm not happy with that. But I do tend to skip through some of the parts. Yeah, I'm not always watching the full story, but I think I've done like a few. I'll watch the full story.
Yeah, because that's very rare. Because I talk to a lot, they don't even watch it later. So.
I definitely view it as like this is a platform I have right now to learn, and I don't act in trying to please other people. Like, I want to be happy with what I'm doing,
Yeah.
and I'm kind of being my own judge for that. So as soon as you get released, I definitely look through the scenes that I'm curious to see, and I want to see how they look like, and yeah, so I definitely do that
Have you
if I
ever been
can.
disappointed how the scenes turned out? Because I
Oh,
watched, for
always.
example, because of you or because of the post-production. Because I saw a few verticals where kind of the post-production ruined the vertical.
I would go as far as to say that post-production ruins 90% of verticals. And the benefit of us of something being released like 1 or 2 weeks after it's being filmed is that we can see immediately how it looks on the screen. But nothing that holds a significant quality can be made in that short amount of time. And that's what I mean is like whenever you see a really bad show, a lot of times it does not mean that the actors were bad. A lot of times it does not even mean the director was bad. It just means that they literally didn't have time to kind of fix small things like put on colors, like colors to just make it look okay, choosing the proper shots. Like they just rushed through it so quickly that we're missing so many amazing pieces. So I definitely think post-production is like one of the biggest reasons why some dramas just look like amateur made.
Yeah, and sometimes I watched verticals where the background sound is so loud that you cannot even understand what the actress is saying, or so silly sounds in between, and you're thinking, really? Come on,
And
no.
that kind of stuff, it's like it can be fixed obviously by doing better microphones and that kind of stuff, but it can also be fixed in post-production. But again, they don't have the time, or they don't give the time enough to kind of make the good product. So whenever I have a show that comes out like 4 or 5 months after we filmed it, I'm most of the time more happy because then I think that, oh, maybe they put in more time into making it look
Yeah.
better. So yeah.
And I have, to be honest, the opinion that it depends also on the platform where the show got
Yes,
released.
it definitely did.
Because there's, for example, I like really the stuff which drops on Drama Pops, mostly filmed in Istanbul, or the Viglu storylines are mostly good, or Candy Jar. I never got disappointed on a show. Of them, one of them, they were always, especially the drama pop stuff, is always so good in quality, in filming, and also in post-production and stuff like that. And I asked, for example, Danny Farber, who directed lately in Istanbul, and I said, what's the difference shooting in Istanbul than shooting in the US? And he said, the crew is bigger in Istanbul. We have more people to get in this short amount of time more quality, because more people can work on it. And you see that exactly when the show drops. You see the It exactly. It's also so silly. I spoke with a script supervisor. It's also so silly when you see some scenes. In one scene, the tie is red. In the next scene, the tie is blue because they shot it on 2 different days. Or in one scene, the woman has totally dressed up hairs. In the next scene, she has the hair open, and it's
All the time,
exactly
yeah.
the. So I was wondering, what the heck, where is the detail manager to make this silly parts gone in the verticals? Because I don't like it. I don't really like it. Sometimes, as you said, it feels so rushed and so bad quality, even though you could handle that with simple tasks to avoid
It's
it.
just unfortunately, like I don't get really political. I'm thankful for the work I get, and but it's unfortunately just a money game a lot of
Yeah.
the times. As in, there's like that's the reason why a lot of times certain leads get paid so much money, and the rest of the cast gets paid crumbles, and it's just kind of the philosophy that this thing works, and we can just do this, and we'll make money. And a lot of times that's more important than trying to build the best product, or more important than trying to tell the best story. You know, like they're filming, I don't know, they're filming 100 per month in China or something like that. Like they don't have the time and energy and effort to make all of those 100 become like the next Interstellar, or you know, like they just want them to be done and to give them some sort of more money than they spent costs, you know, the money cost thing. So.
Yeah, but I think that's getting lately a problem. When I started watching verticals, there were the big platforms like
Right.
Dramabox, Reshort, GoodShort, stuff like that. And they published round about 5 shows per month.
Yep.
But lately they are publishing, I don't know, 20 shows per month,
Yep.
wherever you can drop 18 out of them directly in the trash because quantity, less quality.
Yep.
So, for me as an audience, I don't have even the time to watch so many shows because
Yep.
when every platform drops so many shows, I don't have even the time to watch them. And they lately dropped so many new platforms also. It's
That's
getting more and more silly.
unfortunately, it's a good thing as in we're getting hired as actors, but it just also
Yes.
becomes that obviously then the people, the productions, and even the director and the actors, they don't put as much energy and effort into every project because it's just so
Yeah.
many.
Yeah.
And it's an unfortunate thing, but I guess on the other side, we do get a lot more products. You know, we get a lot more shows to watch for a lot more different tastes as well. Like we're so many different things now. It's not just billionaires. We have a lot of other stuff. And
But the simple storyline is mostly the same.
yes, but I'm sure that will change as well. Like they're just constantly competing with each other of having the most releases and trying the new things and having the new genre. And
Yeah.
it's a complex thing that and it's a money thing for sure. But it's fun, and it's kind of a fun thing to be part of it as an actor. And you also you asked like what is the difference between then and now, and I think after having done like three or four, I was like, you know, this billionaires thing is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But then now that I've done as many as I have, I kind of approach it as in how can I make this different, or you know, how can
Yeah.
I kind of attack this role in a different way. And a lot of times now I'm being fortunate to work with really good directors that allow me to do that. But it's also very important to say that a lot of times you work with directors that want it a specific way. They want you to yell, or they want you to do it a certain way, and they want you to do it exaggerated, and they want you to do it in a way that's not comfortable for me to do it, you know? So there's so much going on here. And they have produced, you know, the directors have produced 50 shows before. They want to see this person yell, he's going to yell. And the actor may have his interpretation. So,
Is it sometimes annoying?
oh, very annoying for sure. I think most of the actors that I know that do a lot of these, or the bigger actors too, we all read scripts and At least for me, I don't accept a lot of scripts. Like if there's like sexual violence or there is child abuse or these kind of things, personally, I just decline them straight away.
Good.
I don't really like, I can see that there is an audience for that. I just don't want to be part of pushing that
Yeah.
agenda in a way. So I say no to a lot of things, but when I read through the script, I kind of try to form this idea of how I would approach this character or how I can have fun with this character or how I can relate or not relate and all those different things. And I think most actors do. And then obviously I want to bring that person out to the screen.
Yeah.
But then the
Did you?
director reads it or somebody else does it and they will have a different interpretation. And sometimes they push on having it their way and sometimes they allow me to have it my way.
Did you do also werewolf once?
I did one recently, but not as like I was not the lead. I was just a supporting actor for that one. But that was fun. I wasn't one of the ones transforming, so I was just kind of a normal person who happened to also be a
Okay,
werewolf.
okay. But not with all the
But
shifting stuff, claws and whatever.
I didn't do those, no.
Yeah, because vampire ones I really liked always to watch, but they are getting less lately. I don't know why. But werewolf ones have kind of come back after a little bit slow down. But some verticals are now called a werewolf one, and they are not the typical werewolf style. You know what I mean? They are spoken with an alpha and beta and stuff like that, but really no shifting, not even big fighting, stuff like that. So you know exactly, okay, this storyline would also work for a normal CEO billionaire storyline. And it's the same with lately the old Christmas verticals. They used a typical vertical trope, and somewhere in the background was standing a Christmas tree, and that's the reason why it's called a Christmas vertical now. So that's kind of annoying, to be honest, because it's so ridiculous when you know exactly after the fifth episode how the story will go. So it's hard to watch. So I can assume it's also hard to read scripts when it's every time, oh, okay, this again, okay, that again. What kind of storyline you would love to see in a vertical? What would really challenge you, or what would make you really happy doing?
About the repeating scripts too, I think there's a time and place for everything, and I think the verticals are growing so fast. And I think there will be certain apps, and I see now some productions where the scripts are actually really good, and very few. But I think there will be a time and place for everything. As in, I think there will be a time where we have specific platforms that do focus on these good scripts, and it can be told in a different way, hopefully. But we'll see. As for in the verticals, I would love to play anything old, and not as like my age, but more so like
The
one of my
vintage.
favorite movies, like Pride and Prejudice. I think that would be hilarious, like so much fun to play and kind of step into the shoes of, Tolstoy, or just go back 200 years,
So
or
period
period
things.
dramas would be like, that's a huge one. Obviously everything you would like, cowboys and that kind of stuff would be so
Oh
much fun.
yes,
So
I'm so badly hoping for an old western style with the
old
saloon and
western would be amazing.
oh yeah, I'm in. I'm totally in.
So old western, old period pieces, I think it'd be a lot of fun. I think there's so much, like, I think we have already so many costumes out for other productions. I know there are a few now that I've seen that's doing like space verticals. Again, I think it's so much fun that we are experimenting with
Space.
these. It gives you as an actor more of a, instead of just trying to imagine who you are as this new billionaire, it also gives you the challenge of trying to imagine a completely different world.
Yeah.
And that is fun, I think. It's challenging, but definitely fun.
Yeah, I think for me, or for the audience, I speak lately to a lot of people from the audience, we would love badly to see comedy ones. But I'm sh not sure, but maybe you can tell me that because you live in Korea. Do you think when a vertical, maybe a comedy vertical in China, will went well, do you think it would also had a good chance to go well?
No.
And exactly because of the different kind of humor, or because of
Yeah.
the intercultural differences, or
Like, let's say here in Korea, and again, I cannot speak. I haven't lived in China, even though I've been there a lot of
yeah.
times now. Here in Korea, it's like we cannot, like, sarcasm is not a thing. That's just being rude. So there's
Really?
no like sarcasm. Yeah, we don't like you don't joke that way.
Okay.
Which is like coming from Norway, that is like my main way of joking to my friends, you know? So that kind of jokes, those kind of jokes are not really appreciated. It's more like you can be fun, but then you're literally like telling jokes, you know, like
Huh.
two
Okay.
apples walk down the road kind of stuff. And it's like, that's not how I laugh with my friends normally. And you have seen a lot of these verticals where you have bits and pieces that are meant to be funny, but just does not hit the mark, and it doesn't hit the mark at all, really. So, but again, we are seeing more and more verticals where it's because of how big this has become, there are clients now and there are platforms now that trust actors, or that trust certain actors, especially the ones that bring in quite a bit of money, and they trust them enough to give them the rights to do their own projects or do their own writing. And I think that's where we're going to see the comedies coming first, not from the Chinese ones, not from the remakes. And we all know when we're doing these verticals, maybe not all audience know actually, but 95% of them are like almost word by word translated from Chinese, as in, and I don't mean just translated, I mean as in they have been filmed in Chinese. Like they already have verticals with the same name and the exact same story, and then they just translate them to English. Sometimes they have professional translators, other times they just have like ChatGPT translation. But a lot of times you can find the same shows you have done with like the exact same costumes and cast having done it previously. So, but we are seeing a shift here, and we are seeing more actors and directors take more of a gig, I guess, being allowed by the clients to experiment more, and we will see comedies, but they will not be Chinese comedies.
And that was the reason, because I spoke to a post-production team for this app, for this podcast, in Vietnam. They are doing the post-production mostly for Viglu, and one of them told me that she's watching a lot of verticals in China to get informed what's actually hitting in China. And she said that in China there were produced lately really a bunch of comedy ones, and I was wondering if there is any chance, because when I'm watching our European humor and check that out in the US humor, it's total different,
It's
as you said.
so different. US and Europe humor, you can vibe with. They are different, but you can vibe with. But Chinese like humor is like, again, you'd have no sarcasm, you'd have no and then like the way maybe they would play like funny would be like to play stupid, to be like, I am stupid now, and that's funny. It's just very different. That's all I can say.
But I'm hoping for comedy ones. Oh yeah, so
There will
badly.
be. I know they filmed one 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago in Hainan in China, and a really good friend of mine was part of that one. Multiple, actually. I knew most people there. And they made it more as in a fun romance. So, and it was rewritten by an American screenwriter. So we are getting them.
I
We just
hope
have
for
to
it,
be
because
patient.
sometimes I have the feeling that maybe I spoke, for example, with Molly Anderson, and she told me, yeah, I had a script. It was really funny, a really great rom-com. And then lately the client came to the set and said, nah, I need more drama in it. And then all the fun part and all the good comedy and rom-com stuff was out. And she said, it could have been so great, but no. In the end, no. And I
That
think the
happened. This
problem
happens a
is
lot.
also that some platforms are not willing to take a risk for new stuff.
Well, no one is. That's the thing, because they don't want to lose money. But Again, there are coming now, we are seeing some changes of some actors, directors, whatnot, are just getting like the clients trust them so they can experiment. And again, changes will be there. But yeah, I've also had an experiment with I did one a cleaner with $1 billion heiress, and I was supposed to be obviously a rich guy, but I was supposed to be like a construction worker CEO. So like I own a
Yes.
construction company and that kind of stuff. And I spoke to the director beforehand, and we were really happy about this because there was elements there we could find humoristic, like comedic. And I was supposed to be wearing like this like working outfit, and that's why she didn't believe that I was a billionaire, right? Like it
Yeah,
makes
okay.
sense here.
Yeah.
I look like a worker, you know. But then, like, we shot for one day, and the clients like got on the phone. They're arguing and fighting because I didn't look rich enough, and then we had to change the entire wardrobe, and we had to finish the drama looking more rich, and had to reshoot some of the scenes. And like, there are again, it's just there's we have limits to how much we can experiment while still kind of getting paid to do a
Yeah.
job that
Yeah.
you know we're getting paid by the clients to do to film the project they want us to film. But there are changes will come. We just have to be a bit patient.
Patient, that's not a good word.
Yeah,
I'm not really patient. I'm also not patient enough to watch verticals with coins.
interesting.
Yeah, you can watch five ads per day and then you can
Right.
unlock five episodes and then you have to
That's
wait
all
till the
I've done,
next
by the way,
day.
for the ones I have watched. I must admit that I've not paid for a vertical yet.
No, the thing is, when I start watching a vertical, I want to watch it if I watch it to the end, if I'm not dropping off because of any shit things before. But normally, I want to watch it. It's like the same. When you watch a movie, you cannot start watching a movie, turn it off, and keep on going the next day for 20 minutes and then turn it off and keep on going. I'm not patient enough to watch one vertical show over 1 week
Yeah,
completely.
I do that. I do that with my shows. I watch the ads.
I'm not patient enough to do that. No way. And that makes it so difficult because there are so many platforms when you and then you get advertisings for new shows on different platforms and then you have to think so, oh shit, there's only one show on this platform I want to watch, but I have to purchase a membership for it.
Yeah, but that's again what you're talking about now is why they have to produce 20 a month and not just five, because people want to see more and they don't
Yeah,
want to
but
be
why
outcompeted by the
cannot be
platforms.
this amount? Why cannot there be, let's say, 15 platforms where all the shows
Well,
drop?
people want to make money. And it's not going to
Yeah,
stop, you know? It's like it's a
and
recipe
that's a
now
shit.
that pays money,
That's a
and
shit.
a lot of problems in the world come from the same attitude, but it's just wanting to make money, and that's also why you have all these new platforms. Then they have to do the trusted technique, which is another billionaire story. So
Yeah. But
we have to be patient with it. I think in a 2 3 years there will be certain platforms that have made it big, and all the small new ones just can't make it anymore. They don't have
yeah.
enough content to challenge. But right now it's kind of like the Wild West here. There's no rules and there's a lot of money, so
Exactly. Everyone can do what wanna do. It's
yeah.
also the same one for me. The audience brings the money for this industry. That's one
Right.
point. But for me, I felt sorry when I see, okay, lately there was a show who was published, let's say, on Dramabox once, did there a great job, and lately you found them also on four other platforms as new
Yep.
ones, but see, it's old one, and the actors get paid only once.
Yep.
That's kind of, for me, not reasonable why that's shitty in that way. You p get paid once before the shooting. You don't know if the story will hit or not. Maybe you are in a show which hits 130 million views, so the platform is making a whole shit of money out of it. And you don't get any cent more because
Yeah,
you're
welcome to show business.
yeah.
It's not, you can, I see your point, and it could be a thing that could make certain people upset, but in reality, it's like it's what happened with a lot of things. Like music, you used to buy CDs, and then people just started downloading them illegally, you know? Like there are people can just find my show online, download it, and do whatever they want with it without paying for it. Like there are ways around this, and I can't really, I don't know if I would get like offended by every time. I don't know. I just have to be happy with what I did and kind of move on, because there are so many things that could irritate me if I let it irritate me, you know?
I
And the
understand.
distribution of what you've done, I guess you just have to be happy that they thought that your performance or the show that you did was good enough to spend money on, you know, and not really expect for me to get my second paycheck or third paycheck. But
Okay, I think in your life it's also good. For me, it seems that you have a good life-work balance and that you're not depending only on this vertical stuff. So I think for you it's kind of more, no, not relaxed, but you don't have to be so focused for every type of role you got offered in a vertical world, and you have the possibilities to decline also, as you said, some scripts. I think there are some actors not knowing, let's say 3 4 weeks in advance, if they are having a job in 4 weeks again.
Oh, I don't. I have no clue.
Yeah, but you have, I think, more the possibilities to, and you are not so depending on the vertical stuff and doing
I
that.
think I understand what you're saying, and I've heard this argument for a lot of people, but it's never a reason. If you don't have the option to say no, if you feel like you're being forced to do something you don't like, trust me, get out of there and do something else. Like it's not about how much money I have. It's not about how many other jobs I can make. Like I behave the same now as what I did 2 years ago when I was making no money. But if I'm being forced, like let's say if I'm being forced to take roles where I have to abuse women, I would rather just fucking go and work at a cafe. Like it's always a choice. And to try to kind of say that there is not a choice, I really don't buy that. I get your point though, but it is like you should always be able to say no. And the people that don't say no, they are choosing to not say no in a way.
Okay, that's
And I
true.
promise you, none of them would, like, if you would end up on the street, then maybe working at a cafe is a better choice for you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. How did you
I think,
get into
and
acting?
I'll say that as a follow-up as well. And I think that is why my attitude is very different. I have been an engineer for 6 years. You know, I graduated getting a degree in software engineering, and I worked as an engineer for a very long time. And for me, leaving that to pursue this newfound passion and my love for acting, I worked on a horse ranch. I was in the army for a while making money there. I worked at cafes, I worked at restaurants, like I worked in everywhere, you know, and then specifically then doing engineering for a long time. I know that I'm doing this because I love it. And I know that it will not, like, if I start pursuing acting like a means of becoming rich, I'm just being purely stupid. Like, the amount of people that get rich from acting is less than 0.1% of the people choosing it as a career. Like, it's a dead end. It can happen, but I'm more likely to be rich by working at a cafe and buying lottery tickets, you know? And I can guarantee you I'll be more rich if I do engineering.
I know.
You know, so it's like, so
I'm a
anybody
study
like saying
business.
that
I'm
the
a
path.
study business informatic woman. I know that in this software industry, there is a lot of money.
It's a lot. So, like, anybody saying that they have to take jobs and they can't say no, yes, you can. You can just find a different job. Like, if you're put in a position where you would end up on the streets, you're just not in the right field, to be honest. And it's sad, but it's also the reality of it. This if acting is not a passion and something you love, it's just not the right industry.
Yeah. Was it easy for you to get in?
No, this is a fun question, isn't it? It was for me deciding to pursue this life that I have now full time. That was a big decision. It was a big decision of mine to leave the safety of a good engineering job. It was a big risk for me. The whole trip to Korea was kind of part of all of it, but it was definitely a big risk. But for me, I saw it more as in I would really, I don't want to live a life where I'm like regretting the choices I didn't take. And they always, you know, so I'm all about like just, I don't want to regret my life. So if I don't try this, I will regret it. And I gave myself like 1 year and I calculated like, I'm very like, I'm so frugal with my spending. And I'm like, I spend no money. I don't drink. I stay home. And I calculated like, if I make way less than minimum wage, by the way. But like, if I make this amount of money, I can afford rent for a year, and I can afford chicken and rice, and I can afford eggs, and that's all I can afford. But if I make that amount, and now we're talking like, I don't even know what that would be like in US dollars, but maybe like $600 a month or something like that. And that is like enough for me to live in Korea.
Why Korea, by the way? Sorry.
I'll get to that after because that's a
Yes.
big question too.
Okay, yes.
But yeah, so I very mathematical person. I know like if I live on this amount of money, I can survive. I don't drink, I don't party, I don't go to restaurants, I have
Yeah.
zero spendings. And my first year I did. So then I was like, okay, then I can try another year. But I was not making a lot of money. I was just spending no money basically.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, so I always pursued it as I like this is a passion of mine. It's the biggest passion. If I can do this until I die, I will. I love it so much.
Okay.
And was it easy or hard? I think I realized quickly when I started doing this, it's like I cannot sit on my ass and wait for opportunities to fall in my lap.
Yeah.
It's not like the world is suddenly going to open up their eyes. Oh, there's this guy.
Yeah,
He's
and they
from
are waiting for
Norway,
you.
you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think I did think that way in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah, well, not that the role, but I thought that like I am now available would be enough to kind of get the people in the industry to kind of like, oh, you can book him now. But in reality, I had to send messages like 10, 20, 30 messages every single day and send so many emails and just reach out to so many people. To get the opportunities that I had. So it wasn't easy, but it was, I survived, and that was kind of all that mattered.
That's good. Never give up.
Yeah.
That's true. No, because I was wondering why Norway is a nice country, by the way. And why from Norway? I read, have you been in Australia or where have you been
I lived there
also?
as well, yeah, for 2.5 years.
So how hopping from Norway, Australia to Korea?
I think when I was younger, I hated school. And
Okay,
that's why I
like
joined,
everyone does.
like everybody. And that's why I initially joined the army back in Norway.
Okay.
Because I thought, you know, I have no clue what I want to be when I'm 17, 18, but at least I'm good physically. I can do this. And I was kind of at the point where I was planning on going to Iraq, I think it was back then, 2000 and whatever that was. And my mother convinced me to go to America instead. To like, I've had these childhood dreams about Native Americans or Indians, or I don't know. I love that lifestyle. And that brought me to America to study. And just it kind of ignited a lot of things for me living abroad. How amazing it is to go to a new place where everybody that meets you will know you for who you are now rather than who you were. You know, I'm such a shy person, I'm a super introvert. But then
Really?
when I came to America, I'm like, I don't like being an introvert. so how do we change this? Like, and that's how I got into my first theater class, because I was so terrified of speaking with people that I thought that was a way of getting confidence. And then I living there for a couple of years, going back to Norway and then trying Australia. And I don't know, I love traveling. I've been to, 70 countries now, and I love being in a country for long enough to kind of understand the differences in our cultures and way of living, and why are people in Australia thinking differently than people in Norway? And I found it so fascinating. And that's why I now decided to kind of have my last attempt before I get too old, I suppose, to be.
Too old? Oh, come on,
But
really?
at least, like, at a point, like, I was more at a point 2, 3 years ago in my life. Like, if I don't do it now, then I'll most likely end up with, like, probably a family or buying a house or something that would be more difficult to just leave. And that's what I meant, not as in a bad way.
It sounds like, if I'm getting too
But
old, yeah, you're really
just
so old.
have things I couldn't leave, I think would be the difference.
Yeah, I know. So what's your plan? You like it in
Oh,
Korea, or what will be next?
I like it in Korea. I
How long are
like
you
it
in
in
Korea
Asia in
now?
general.
How long are you in Korea for now?
Two and a half years, roughly.
So you moved there directly while the pandemic?
No, so after the pandemic, I was stuck in Australia during the pandemic.
Oh,
I
okay.
moved back to Norway in 2022, roughly, and then I moved to Korea in 2023. So right after the pandemic, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, strange. Yeah, the pandemic shit. Ma, ma.
Yeah, that was interesting, because when I first started doing acting, I was in Sydney, Australia, and that's where I got this whole I love it so much, it's the best thing ever. And I had my first role on, like, a small show there, and then we filmed for 1 week. It was going to go on for multiple months. But then the pandemic happened and it got shut down and we couldn't film, and I moved to Melbourne. And then after like 3 months, they started filming again in Sydney, but I wasn't allowed to come back to Sydney, and they had to reshoot my
Oh
scenes. And I'm like,
shit.
ah, I would have, like, had a role actually in Australia. And yeah,
That's life. Have you ever
it's
shot a
life.
vertical in Europe?
I have not actually, which is very, it's like, it's on my, we talked about this earlier, it's on my 2026 list. So I will make it into my New
You
Year's
are a
resolution.
European guy and you haven't shot a vertical in Europe?
I mean, other than Ukraine, where I know they shoot with Ukrainian actors, like even in Turkey, and they still choose American actors, believe it or not. They still want the American accent. So,
I can
other
tell
than the
you.
ones they're filming, like, in German for German speaking ones, they have, or I mean, they have, or Italian for Italian speakers, but they don't have a lot of European accents.
Because of the I can tell you. Lately, there were the first casting calls for shooting verticals here in Germany. So I'm sure that Germany will pop up as shooting locations for vertical in 2026, because verticals are here not so common. I think I would say 85% don't know what verticals are here in Germany.
Were those shooting calls for English speakers or for German speakers? I would believe it's
For
for German speakers.
influencers, they are searching influencers for the first try of a shooting of a vertical in Berlin. So that was a casting call. And I did some acting stuff here in Germany too, and I received this casting call. And when I read it, I was so serious. Influencers, and they totally named it. They need influencers with a lot of followers. That was
We
in the
have that, like,
casting call.
I'm losing so many roles now, because it's like, can I take a picture of your followers? And I'm like, bro, this is not
Yes,
my
that's so
thing.
silly. That's so silly. And I did acting stuff with one of these production companies, or the casting, and I sent them an email and I said, "Are you serious? You are
It's like this
searching?"
everywhere, trust me. It's just maybe
Yes.
more visible in that one.
Yeah, and then I wrote them, if you are smart, you will shoot English speaking verticals so that you can get the whole market. The
They're not
next
going to do
one
that.
is I know a lot of great vertical actors who are experienced in exactly doing this stuff. So if I can get you some connections to really good ones so that you can be assured that it will be a good one and not for, you know, that when you are watching the German influencers,
You
holy
see again,
shit.
and I'm not gonna, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but you're seeing this from a perspective of passion, and you have to understand this is coming from a perspective of money. It's like if they want to shoot with Americans, if they want to shoot with English speakers, they would shoot it in China because it's cheaper. So why would they even shoot it in Germany? It's to get a market that they haven't already got. So that means that the Germans like community who wants to watch vertical speaking in English, they already would. In their theory. So then what they need the people that don't want to watch English speaking vertical. And that's what we're seeing in Italy, and we're seeing all these different places where it's like they're trying to bring a market for Italy speaking verticals or Italian speaking verticals or German speaking verticals, or it's
Yeah,
a thing.
but the
It's a
thing
thing.
is, Candy Jar is based in Berlin.
Interesting.
So here is a lot of potential, but the Germans, as they are always, they're, you know, that I don't know if you get the German culture, but a lot of German people are so, yeah, I have to watch this for a few years. I'm a bit skeptical. I'm not sure. Maybe they overthink so many stuff. And lately, they are normally too late to hit the train. You know, it was, for example, when I did a lot of TV shows here also. And one TV show, there were so skeptical articles all over the internet before the show even dropped. And they said, yeah, let's shoot a pilot one. We will see. Yeah, but we are all sure that won't hit the market. That was the big odd. The show is running 15 years now till today because it hit the market. And I'm sure that's exactly, you saw it in the US, the vertical stuff. When you were talking to actors and actresses there or directors, a lot of them said, yeah, so I was skeptical if it would last for long, stuff like that. And now that's the problem. Now everyone wants to hop the train. That's why
Everybody wants to right now. It's
exactly.
crazy.
And I spoke to a few audience here. We have to do a bit of information market here in Germany for the vertical stuff because every casting call I read all till now, and if you are Google verticals here in Germany, there isn't really an article or a website where you get the information what these verticals are. And I'm sure that a lot of people don't even know that it's kind of a own industry.
It is very much its own industry, for sure. We have
And
like our own Hollywood actors and stuff. We have like,
yeah. And I have the feeling that here in Germany, this is totally unknown what how big this vertical stuff is. You know, they heard about it, and yeah, these are the shows for the smartphones, yeah, or something like that. But they are not aware how big this industry is already. And for example, how you can make money out of it and not less money if you do it right. You know what I mean? I think that's the point. And shooting locations here in Europe, I mean, in Istanbul, Lithuania, Italy, Great Britain, there were already so many shooting locations. I think it would be great for the German market to get it more interesting for the Germans, let's say it that way, when Germany is first only shooting location and not with German production companies, because German production companies are too weird to produce verticals. I think they are not often,
Interesting.
I think they are not open enough to this kind of industry how it works because they don't know it. So I think it would make more sense if they will give the shooting locations and mostly even the director or the actors are come from other countries first. And then when it's getting more and more useful for the German market to see what is that vertical stuff, I think then there will be more possibilities to produce it also great in Germany. But right at the moment, no production company has any experience in product produce vertical stuff. And in the casting call, you see that exactly. That if they are doing that way, they will destroy the market even before it has the chance to grow. And
We'll
that's
see.
silly.
We'll
I
see.
don't know, but shooting in Europe, I spoke with Bianca. She's running the Ukrainian Actors and Actresses fandom, and she told me that Amo Pictures, the Ukrainian production company, they are looking always for new types of actors, and it doesn't matter if it's a US actor or stuff like that.
But they are in a very unique position. Ukraine, I think, is the only European producing platform where, first of all, they weren't able to get American actors due to what everything going on there. But they were producing basically with Ukrainian accent. They were producing English verticals with Ukrainian accent. And you don't see that elsewhere. Like, I am not being asked to have a Norwegian accent on my shows. I'm being asked to have an American accent on my show. And it doesn't matter how many I will do, I will still be asked to do an American accent. Yes, they are shooting in Turkey. They are shooting with American accents in Turkey. And every time you hear somebody who doesn't have an American accent, I promise you, they lied and said they would have an American accent.
Yeah, it
Like,
was the
having an
same.
American accent is like, it's literally like you need to have an American accent to do a vertical, which is, again, it's not, it shouldn't really reflect what it is, but it reflects Hollywood. Like, American accent has just become the standard, unfortunately. And that's like, if you're seeing produced in Italy, you would see that that would be Italian speakers for, because just to reach new markets and different things. You wouldn't see English ones with Italian accent, no. Unfortunately not.
Yeah, it's the same when I spoke to Harrison Kane, for example, Australian one. He even had to cancel his Australian accent while shooting in Australia.
Which is
So
crazy, but it is
yeah,
what it is, yeah.
but lately there were a few verticals with a great with a British accent. And yeah, we will see. But I'm very curious about how this European market will grow in 2026, because as I said, there were lately produced verticals, but the European audience, there
I
is
think
so
it's a big,
much
I think
potential.
it's so much potential. And I think 2026 is going to be the year for that, to be honest. I think there's more and more countries like Turkey, like Ukraine, like they're making a lot of money by producing verticals. And other countries will get their eyes up that this is a legit way of making money, and it's good for the industry, and it's not bad for the industry. And I hope so. I hope I get to work some more in Europe, or I've had some messages from Turkey, but I would love to. It'd be so much fun to shoot a vertical in Germany, wouldn't it? Or to shoot it, like,
I think
it'd
we
be
have great
so fun.
landscapes for verticals here.
Oh yeah, we could do all these like period dramas with castles. Like, we would
Exactly, we
actually
have a
have
lot of
castles, you know?
castles. We have a really great
Bro,
castle directly
I
here in my
know. I
hometown.
love that. So I'm like, there are potential. But again, we'll have to wait and see, and let's
I think
hope.
I have to be a vertical. I don't know. I have to push that here a bit in Germany. You know, the thing is, I live in South Germany, so I'm not far away from Austria, Switzerland, and stuff like that. And totally here in the south, there is a huge market. There is a huge market. No, you can see that exactly. There is so many possibility or some there are so many possibilities here. And the Because a lot of them are thinking, are you sure that will work? Oh, come on, it's not, take a risk, try it. If you don't try it, you cannot find out if it's worth or not. And the Germans are so classic ones with, I don't know, yeah, we will see. Oh, I hate that. I really hate that. So the best way is, or the easiest way would be, I will win the lottery. I will have,
Easiest fun one, yeah.
I would say 50 million. Lately in the European jackpot, there are 60 whatever millions.
Oh, you
Come
don't need
on.
that much. You can make a new platform with that much.
Hello, I would say no if I would win 60 millions, but imagine how great that would be.
Yeah.
I
That'd be
can fly
crazy.
over the directors from America, whatever, with my
I
private
think
jet.
the thing is though, I think directors and actors, like if you have, this is just what I believe because we're so many passionate about this industry. If you just have a good script and somebody that wants to make a good product, we will pay our own flight. Like it's
Yeah,
not about the
you would even fly
financial
economy
gain.
class.
Hold on. You know, it's more just that we want, like all of us want there to be passion. We want somebody to
Yeah.
produce something because they care about the result and they don't want to do it as a financial gain. And but
Yeah.
again, I get it. It's Hollywood too. You need to get those clients somehow to get the money to do the passion. So
If I will win the lottery, I don't need the clients.
let's do that.
Bullshit.
That would be amazing. That would be
As I
amazing.
said, that would be the easiest way for us all.
Yep, I
Or
think so.
find the CEO billionaire. But I haven't found him yet.
But again, I do think it is changing. So I think if we are just, I think in 2026 a lot of things are going to change. I think 2025 was a huge and tremendous year for verticals,
Yeah.
and I think we've reached a point now where like we cannot produce more than what we're already producing. We're producing so many every month. So then the only way we can up the game is by upping the quality, and then by upping the quality, we'll get maybe shooting in Germany, or we'd get more people trying to really like put the energy and effort into making a really good product. So
Do you
it will
think it
come
will be
soon.
good when Netflix and all the other stuff are interfering in vertical space?
I don't think they will be interfering in vertical space. And I think they will interfere in using the vertical format, but I think they will be more using maybe the vertical format as maybe a teaser or a trailer or more of a shortened version of a horizontal production. So I think they will film both horizontally and vertically.
Yeah, on
That's
Drama
what,
Pops
and
there
they will
were
use the
lately.
vertical as a way to get some new audience that they didn't before, or you know, I believe it will be that way. But I think what makes the verticals, it's not about them being filmed in a vertical format.
Yeah.
It's about everything. It's about the fact that we're producing everything in a week. It's about the fact that the stories are every minute there is a cliffhanger for you to buy the next episode. Like
I know.
this way of storytelling is unique, and that's not something that let's say Netflix would jump into because it would really jeopardize the kind of quality content they have right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, we will
But
see.
guys, I don't, the format though, I do agree. They will find a way where they can make it like some parts of a production vertical to reach, you know, phone ads and that kind of stuff. That I think, but
Yeah. One question before I will do a five question quickie with you.
sure.
What's your wish for 2026 in the vertical space?
Ooh. I just wish and hope something I know is already happening, but I hope more people get the chance to experiment. And what I mean by that is like giving directors the chance to make it the way they want to make it, giving actors their chance to portray the role the way they want to make it, and giving screenwriters being able to write comedies or, you know, trying things that are not necessarily already proven to give money, I think would be great.
Yeah, makes sense. So at the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie. Everyone has the
Okay.
same one. So first one, okay, I assume I know the answer already. What's your favorite dish for eating?
You assume you know the answer already? How would you
No,
assume that?
I think you prefer really the Asian kitchen style. All the Asian food.
Oh, we do have a lot of Asian food.
Or
I
do
will
you
say
miss
personally,
something from Norway? Special
definitely
food.
not. Like Norway, we don't even have Norwegian food, really.
Okay.
We have good fish, but they didn't make good fish in Asia as well. I'm gonna say curry.
What type of curry?
Oh yeah.
You are speaking with a cook, so I want to know what
Yeah.
type of green curry, normal curry.
It used to be Indian curry, but it has changed to Thai curry, and yellow Thai curry,
Okay.
which is
With.
like with potatoes and it's delicious.
Can you cook?
I worked as a chef for a year.
Okay. But that does not. Just kidding.
That
Yeah,
does not mean
I
I can go. I know.
think.
And I was making burgers, so it does not, you know,
You
it does not.
know,
I
it's the same with some
was
actors are
working in a
doing.
German restaurant. I
What?
was making so I was making I know how to make like sauerkraut and obviously the like everything German because it was a German restaurant I worked at.
Really?
Yeah, and we put the what is it, like the pig, it's called something. It's like a really big piece of pig we put in the
Schweinshaxe?
yes. That was like our specialty, so I made that like multiple times a day.
You are a Schweinsachsen maker?
I
Really?
am, yeah.
How cool!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a typical South food here in South
Yep.
Germany.
It's delicious. I give you
You
that.
like Schweinsachsen? Really?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Huh.
There's
It's
really good
not
meat. There was really good meat at that
Yeah,
restaurant.
Germany has really good food.
So good, yeah.
And here, especially in the South, we have really great food and specialties. Yeah. Have you ever been in south of Germany?
I've been to the Alps in the south of Germany, but I don't think we went necessarily to German restaurants when we were there. Like I went skiing there. Yeah.
We went
I've kind of like
skiing
I've kind
there?
of
Where
Yeah, I
in
had a
Germany?
it's like close to
Sure
the
you
border.
haven't been in Austria?
I've been to Austria too. But I had a friend of mine that was like a guide at the German side of the Alps, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. And you hadn't had German food?
I've had German food, but maybe not when I was there then. I'm a very cheap guy. Like I eat grocery store, like I eat like cheap stuff. If I already flew there to go skiing, that was like 95% of my budget. So
Okay. Yeah, but you don't have to go to super fancy restaurants to get the great German food. The great German food is mostly, like in Italy, handmade
yep.
by an old nonna, and that's mostly the best you can get.
Sure.
It
Sure.
is. Yeah. So, what do you have a comfort movie you can watch over and over again because you really liked it?
Multiple. Bro, I'll give you, well, Pride and Prejudice, The Notebook. And then it's a really not popular movie called We Built a Zoo. And it's not a popular movie at all. And it's just, I don't know, it always brings joy to my life.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's like it's not popular, but I would watch it whenever I actually feel really bad and I want to purposefully force myself to feel good. It makes me feel good.
Is it type of what type of genre is it?
It's kind of it's a family drama, but it's more of this guy's a true story. He lost his wife, and then him with the kids goes and buys a zoo in
Okay.
America.
Okay.
And it's not that unique, but it's just really well made, and it's a really feel good movie that I don't know makes me feel good, I guess.
That's great. What kind of music puts you in a good mood?
I'm so bad with like all these names.
Yeah, but what style of music?
Like folk pop maybe.
That's good.
I don't know that genre. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, folk is, you can have some Irish folk music, you can have some. There are a lot of folk music styles.
Yeah. So I think folk towards pop side. I used to listen to a lot of country. I still kind of do. When I, especially when I was working at a farm, like every day, like driving to the farm, and I'll
Yeah,
pick up tracks, I would
I
listen
don't
to
know why, but
country.
I can really great imagine that you working as a farm, listen to country music. It fits you
It was
good.
like in the beginning you do it as a joke, but then you're like, I'm kind of vibing with this, you know?
It's
It's
the
kind of,
cliche. It's a cliche.
it's a
You're
cliche, it's working. It truly is.
Yeah, but I think it's creating a great atmosphere in total
I
if you
think so. It
have
really
this.
does. It's
It's these.
like, it's kind of like verticals.
Yeah, I
What I
know.
mean by that is like you'll see a billionaire in every vertical, and you will hear it like a about drinking and smoking or whatever in every like country song. It's like the same theme every time, and it works.
And the thing is, the funny part is, for example, short story, I recorded with Casey Esser and I asked him how often he had to propose in his verticals. And he said, I had 51 verticals done and 49 I had to propose. And the fun part was, in the 2
Whoa,
months
that's
he
crazy.
hadn't proposed, the people got upset. He got messages, why didn't you propose? Because
Wow.
it's so normal that he has to propose in a vertical, because it's a vertical in the storyline and you have to propose. And he said, I didn't propose in 2 verticals. And it's exactly these 2 verticals made the people upset why I haven't proposed. And I said, yeah,
That's
because that's
crazy.
the cliche. You have to
That's a
propose.
cliche. You have to now. You put yourself into it. Yeah.
How often
No,
had
in
you
country
to
songs, I was.
propose as a lead?
I had this amazing road trip when I was driving motorcycle across America. We were driving
Yeah.
the Route 66, which is a very famous one, and we were listening to like country music the entire time. And the country music made sense because you realize that all the places that we're singing about, it's like we're driving past them. And that was like, it's very
Yeah.
basic. It's like you go to the restaurant at that avenue and you drive past that avenue and you're like, oh shit,
Yeah,
it's
and
so
I think,
simple, but it worked.
yes, and to be honest, I think that's the best feeling you can get if everything fits so well.
Yep, I think so too.
It is. It would be the same shitty thing if you were baking Christmas cookie and listening to some kind of hard metal stuff. You have
Yeah.
to listen to Michael Bublé's Christmas
You
edition when
have
you are
to. No
baking.
matter how much you hate
Yeah,
it, you
it
have
is.
to. It's
Yeah. Only this
inevitable.
makes sense.
Yeah.
Only this makes sense. It's the same when it started snowing here, you have to listen to it's beginning to look a lot like
You
Christmas
have
from.
to. Yeah.
You cannot do another
You
way.
would be a disgrace to humans if you didn't.
Yeah, something like this. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Two last questions, Steiner. If I would come to you and say, listen, I'm starting now watching verticals, which one of yours should I definitely watch?
I don't really know what kind of question that is. If you were just now getting into verticals or just now getting into my verticals, because
I want to stop. I heard from you there are vertical stuff. You are doing vertical stuff. And I said, okay, I
I'd
don't know
probably not
exactly
recommend
what
one
this
of my.
vertical stuff is, but I want to watch one. Which one of yours
Okay.
should I watch definitely? None of yours? Just kidding.
I wouldn't say like I wouldn't recommend them to do mine as like the first one because I think the first one people watch, you're like, what is this? I'd probably just pick one of the top 10 to be honest. But the one I did, Succession, Beauty and the Billionaire. It was the first one I made that did well on the box office. But I guess I'm just very thankful for the team I was working with and the fellow actors we were what we were producing in Korea and being the first Korean made one that did okay. And it's definitely one I'm proud of the result it brought, and I'm really proud of the people that, you know, most of the ones that were part of that one have now gone on to do different ones in China or It's kind of it was a beginning for a lot of us, and for that I'm very thankful. Is it the best vertical on the planet? Probably not.
Full of the classic trope ones?
Yes.
Okay, so it's fine. If you want
Yeah,
to get to know what a
it's not that
vertical looks
classic
like.
actually. Because like I know that we both oh it is. It does have every
Bad stepmom, stepsister, kidnapping,
everything.
slapping,
Yep.
banquet
Yep.
scene.
Yep. Yeah, it does have everything. I'm happy for it and I'm proud of it in what it became and what it did for us as actors and in productions. I think the one that is coming out now soon that I did, which is going to be called, I'm not sure. It's a kind of a mafia one.
Do you know
I should
when
know
it
the
will
name.
drop?
No, don't know. It was filmed what 7 months ago, 6 months ago. But as
Oh,
an actor,
that's a
I'm
long
more.
time
It's a very
ago.
long time. As an actor, I'm definitely more satisfied and happy with the work that I'm doing now versus the work I was doing, a year and a half ago. But I'm still happy about that one for sure, the first
Do you
one.
know the platform where it will drop?
No.
No.
I will post
Okay.
about it when it come out, but it will be, oh, Diana the Good Girl is the name of it.
Diana, the good girl.
Yeah, and I was
Okay,
kind of
that
playing
sounds
this.
in that way good that it's not the typical shitty title combination. That's
But
a
we'll see.
plus.
Maybe they change it to be a shitty title combination, like
Okay,
you never know. Maybe they're
yeah.
like, that one doesn't get enough clicks, or the cover
Yeah.
is not sexy enough, or there's not enough shirtless scenes.
There
So, I mean,
is some of the points like billionaire CEO pregnant anything in the title missing, so
there's missing a few things here. I think as an actor, it's like I can do as much as I can with my role and be as proud or not satisfied with what I'm doing. But then I just have to kind of let go. Like, I will
Yes.
probably not be happy with the final product. I can't really be upset if they resell it. I just have to be happy with what I did, I guess. So
Yeah, if
that one, I
you're
was very happy with what I
okay,
did.
that's good. We will see. Keep me
It
informed,
may end up
please.
like shit. I may look like shit. Like, I'm not saying, I don't think it's going to be necessarily that good.
It's 7 months ago.
True. But at least I was happy with how me and the director was working together.
Yeah, that's all needed. All needed.
Yeah.
So, if you can add two more genres to the vertical world, what would you add?
Ooh, easy. Comedy, for sure. But I would add mystery. I think
Criminal
mystery
mystery
or
or what?
like detective mystery.
Oh yes, I'm in. I'm
Because
in.
I think it's like I'm trying to understand like why do we have the billionaire ones? Why do we have all this? I'm trying to look at it from a business perspective, and I get that the genre we're pushing right now, it's easy to create a cliffhanger at the end of every episode. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy to bring somebody in, get a slap. It's so easy,
And
and that's why we're
kidnapping
using
makes
it.
sense in a
So
criminal one.
easy, you know?
Kidnapping
So
and
it's like,
raping makes sense in a criminal
so
one.
what I'm like, obviously, I love these. I love thrillers. I love comedies. I love action. But again, will they be able to create a cliffhanger every single minute?
A one
Like, if
like.
somebody says a joke, will that be enough for you to want to watch the next episode? Or do they have to stop mid through the joke to make it funny the next? It's like, it's not an obvious cliffhanger. But
No.
then with the detective one, you have somebody looking like this, and then you add on some music, boom, that's a cliffhanger.
I have spoken with Kirby Elwood, and she haven't also filmed not filmed in Europe. And we decided, I said to her, listen, I want to see so badly a criminal one like Sherlock Holmes
Yes,
or this one.
and it would make sense.
Yeah, and Matt Macedo, the director, also want to shoot badly in Europe. So we decided, if the money comes in any way to me, we will do a criminal series in Europe
That'd be
in
awesome.
six different countries. The leads are always the same, but in every country, we will shoot in Scotland, in Italy, in Lithuania, in Germany,
Wow.
in Istanbul, and in every
Wow.
country they have to solve another criminal case.
Yep, I think people will love it. I think it's easy to create cliffhangers. You can even add in the fact that they are billionaire detectives
Yeah,
without it ruining
and
the
you can
story.
fix a rom-com in it. Hello.
Easy. Without it ruining the story. So it's easy to add all the elements that we have to add while still making it a good one. And you mentioned something there that is something new that I know is coming now, which I'm very excited for Verticals. They're filming it right now, actually, in Shanghai. Is that they're filming Verticals with like two seasons, basically.
I hope for that. Candy Jar is actually the only
They're
app.
filming it right now, and I know they've done like one or two before, but it's such a good thing when we can, as an audience, follow it through two seasons. But because also as an actor, you get to be the same character for like 14, 15 days of filming, and your character will have a progression different than just one vertical. So I'm very excited for this, and it's something that is they're doing it right now, so I'm very
Only
happy.
Candy Jar has actually published shows with more than one
And that's
shows.
amazing.
There are a lot of shows with part one, part two, maybe part three,
Yep.
even part four sometimes. It's only
Yep.
on Candy Jar actually that they're done shows with more than one part. And
Well, good
I
on
love
Candy Jar.
that.
I think audience do, and I think what you mentioned, I just thought of it since you were mentioning your sixth series
A
detective one,
criminal
but
series,
it's really
different
good.
location, different criminal
Yep.
case.
And the audience gets to relate to the leads, and it's so easy to create the stories. It's a perfect, I think, perfect setup for a vertical.
Okay, so I will get the money and then we will get ready. Then I can bring you to Europe for shooting.
Awesome.
You're in.
Awesome.
Okay, good. Noticed, you're in. We will see what 2026 brings to us as an
I'm very
audience and
positive.
brings to you as an actor. I thank you so much for your time, Steinar, and for your informations and your view in the verticals. No, you know, every time you speak to an actor or actress or anyone of this space, they experience so many different things, and in the end they are producing all the same, you know? And that's the interesting thing to see how different ways can lead you to verticals, how different experience you have and stuff like that. So it was for
Yeah.
me a pleasure having you as a guest, and I thank you so much, Sandra, and
Thank you
wish you
so
all
much
the
for having
best.
me.
And I will contact when I got the money, okay? I will contact you, okay?
I'll go for free. Don't worry about that. I'll
Ooh,
just get the project going and I'll be there.
I have that
That's
recorded,
fine.
Steiner. Okay,
That's fine.
that's good. That's good. And because you're European, you don't have visa problems, huh? Win, win, win. I see. That's good. That's good. So have a
It's
nice
perfect.
evening and
Yeah,
take
you
care,
too.
Steiner. Thank you very
Thank you
much.
so much for having me. Bye.
Bye. This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.